8 to 10 p.m. Flipping conventional wisdom on its head. Koketso Sachane on SAFM.
18 minutes to the hour of 10. It is The Viewpoint on SAFM. 18 minutes before we wrap up for this evening, and Greg Hose has got the latest news at 10. We bring it back home. A landmark Supreme Court of Appeal ruling is said to have transformed South Africa's eviction landscape, where courts must now consider the livelihoods of unlawful occupiers when making decisions under the Prevention of Illegal Eviction Act. And to take us through this, we're joined on the line by Dipuo Titipana, who is an associate in the dispute resolution practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyer Law Firm. Dipuo, thank you very much for your time. Good evening.
Evening, Koketso. How are you today?
Very well. A very important matter that I've been looking forward to the whole evening to immerse myself in this, Dipuo.
Yes.
Before we get to the ruling itself, there is, of course, the court case.
Yes.
If you could maybe share the facts around the court case and then, of course, the ruling itself.
So essentially what happened is that there was an order that was received from the High Court, but the issue in and around the case was that an alternative accommodation option was put forward by the municipality, agreed between the parties. But then the municipality changed tact in that the agreed upon alternative accommodation, it was earmarked for, or rather it was zoned, had a particular zoning. And then ultimately, before the SCA, the High Court decision was being appealed by the municipality. And the SCA found what it did in this particular case. You know, it's a landmark decision.
Mm. This, of course, is in the matter of the city of Johannesburg and occupiers of a farm in Randjiesfontein, if I'm not mistaken, just to get to the specifics of that case, Dipuo.
Yes.
What we describe it as an unprecedented or a landmark ruling by the SCA. What does the ruling say, and how does it at all transform the country's eviction landscape, and what courts must consider when dealing with the question of the eviction of unlawful occupiers?
Look, the decision is landmark. You know, it's a milestone case in that it emanates from the Supreme Court of Appeal, so it binds all courts until the decision is overturned by the Constitutional Court. You know, it's precedent setting in that it emphatically reinforces the constitutional duty that social economic circumstances of unlawful occupiers, particularly in this instance, the right to earn a living, must not be overlooked in eviction applications.
If at all you've been following the case, please do give us a call, 086-000-2032, be part of this. I want to get a bit more specific on what it means, because also, Dipuo, one must not forget that we're talking about vulnerable groups here, vulnerable individuals. For anybody to have occupied a particular piece of land unlawfully, it is not by choice in many instances. It is out of desperation. It is out of the need for a place to stay. It is out of a need for proximity to earn a living. And that is something that is central to this particular case that we should not lose sight of.
100%. Look, what was quite important was what the court highlighted that's in essentially entrenched in the legislation itself. You know, the court highlighted the fact that, you know, women, children, and the elderly are some of the most marginalized and vulnerable people in our society. They are particularly prioritized as a group of persons in terms of Section 47 of the Act, you know, which provides that all their relevant circumstances must be considered by a court when making a just and equitable order to evict them from a particular property. So the judgment reiterates the importance of their personal circumstances, particularly in this case, the right to earn a living, which is now being expressly referred to by the SCA, being at the forefront of a court's mind when making an order to evict them and other unlawful occupiers in a particular case. You know, quite importantly, it reinforces the obligation that a municipality has, you know, obligations that landlords have as well. So a municipality must not only be cognizant of the procedural steps that it needs to follow in terms of, you know, service of an application, but it's got the added burden that as an organ of state, in order to cross the additional threshold of showing a court that it's in the interest of justice, that an order be granted to evict unlawful occupiers, particularly unlawful occupiers that are women, children, or the elderly, that, you know, it fulfills its obligations in that respect. So it's quite a difficult task that courts are faced with at times, but it's not only the right to adequate housing that the court considered, but social economic rights, just as general.
I want to see if I can simplify this and stepping outside of the legalese of it, and correct me on this, but effectively you have a people who are occupying a space, though illegally, and they in occupying that particular piece of land have access to the ability to earn an income, and also maybe because of the elderly, access to social services, because of the children, access to school. And in the event of the courts granting an eviction order, what needs to be taken into consideration is, in the event of those people being removed from that particular piece of land, wherever they're taken to, will they have access to earning abilities? Will they have access to social services? Will they have access to schools? Will they have access to any other social services that they had in that particular illegally occupied piece of land? Am I, in my summary, correct?
100%. So what the court importantly gets highlighted is that the right to adequate housing is not, you know, it can't be looked at in isolation. So there's a lot of constitutional rights that are at play, rights that you've highlighted now, you know, the rights of children, which are always of paramount importance, the right to equality, the right to dignity, food, water, social security, education. You know, these are all rights and factors that the court will take into consideration ultimately to make a decision whether or not in a given set of circumstances, it is just and equitable that an order be granted. So a court will look at situations like how far is, you know, public transport, how far are employment, healthcare opportunities from where our unlawful occupiers are being moved from to where they are being moved to. So it's not a simple tick box exercise, unfortunately. There's a lot of constitutional rights and factors in play, and court will weigh all of that in order to be in a position to make a just and equitable order.
You did say that because it's an SCA ruling, Dipuo, that it is binding, pending any review from the Constitutional Court. In terms of this case, has there been any indication of an approach to the Constitutional Court?
None as of yet. There's no word as of yet. So as far as I'm aware, there's no leave to appeal. Ultimately, there's been no petition to the apex court, being the constitutional court. So it's binding until overturned, and time will tell. Time will really tell whether or not you know, the city of Johannesburg will appeal this decision.
Dipuo, we appreciate all your work and for your time this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Kudit.
Thank you. Dipuo Titipana there is associate in the dispute resolution practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, a very important landmark Supreme Court of Appeal ruling there. And I always say, when dealing with certain issues, what about the people? Yes, we can evict individuals and say you don't belong on this piece of land, but you have to consider who they are, what they need as part of that process. Very important work. Your thoughts on this? 0614 104 107. With 9 minutes before we get to the top of the hour, you can also give